A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Let's go. Welcome in, Jason and John, on Detroit FM, ESPN. Friday, July 12th. Thank you. I'm solo today and all of next week. Brant Carson here with me, as always, producing. Jason in New York City.
Is that where he went?
Believe it is where he
okay.
went.
Okay.
That is where he went. Yep. So he will be out for the next week. We'll be holding it down here as Grizzlies get ready for Las Vegas Summer League play. They kick off a little later today. I don't know if that game is on NBA TV. Obviously, I think it's going to be taking place during our programming, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
5 p.m., yeah. So we will not be having it. We will not be okay. carrying Summer League on 92.9 FM ESPN. But that's okay. I'm sure it is. I know. Again, I don't want to speak out of turn. I don't know if it's on the Grind City app or the Grizz app or NBA TV or what. I'm sure it's somewhere. So, we'll get to that. Eventually, in terms of where you can find it. But 5 o'clock later today are the Grizzlies taking on the Sacramento Kings. And we'll get to the spread and Zach Edey and his status and all of that here in just a little bit. Anthony Sain going to join us at 11:25 or so. We'll talk to him about a very busy week, about the debut of Zach Edey, about Gigi Jackson, about these Memphis Grizzlies and the summer that they're having, and just sort of what the vibes are from his perspective about this team and, you know, everything that's gone on, you know, around the NBA. It feels like finally, you know, we are pretty much done. Trades, free agency, like, I think everything is sort of settled now. And so, you know, how do you sort of...
Like, we haven't gotten our shooter yet, have we?
Is it well, yeah, I guess we're waiting on
this Kennard yet. I mean, yeah. I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, it's, you know, it's not really to me a make or break kind of a signing.
That's fair.
You know, at this point, it's just a. Luke's a good shooter. Right. I mean, that's what he is. But he's not irreplaceable.
He ain't the break point for our team at this point.
No, not at all. And I think he's sort of finding that. You know, I mean, if Luke Kennard was such a difference maker,
yeah,
I think his market would have dictated that, right?
Be like, gone, probably.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been sitting around here. I mean, no disrespect to Luke Kennard, but I just, you know, my team is on the floor as far as I'm concerned.
Hoosiers, yes.
So we'll talk to Anthony Sain about all of that and more at 11:25. Around 12:25, Rob Doster is going to join us, and we'll talk to him about Memphis college basketball, some changes that may or may not be coming. Looks like they tabled NCAA tournament expansion for the time being, which I think is a win for the sport. You know, people really want to, preserve the sanctity and the exclusivity, you know, of this thing. And obviously, the smaller the field, the better off that is. And also, he doesn't have to change the name of the network yet.
That's good. That'll be a fun rebrand. I'm sure he's already got it identified if they have to.
Yeah, that's tough, though. It's tough to, like, because they may expand every 2 years. You know what I mean?
Listen,
like,
we've had that before where we thought we were going to have to drop ESPN because you're negotiating with ESPN, you're dealing with rights deals, and you're like, were we going to have to become the game? But no, yeah, it's a similar kind of thing if you're the Field of 68.
Would we be something like that? Like, so, would you use like a 92.9 FM, the zone, the game?
I don't think you'd want. I've tried to be more creative when it comes to things like that because I've always thought zone, game, they're very generified. And,
right.
And you can also go to the side where you get too cutesy with that crap. You know, the bridge.
Yeah.
But no, like, you'd probably, you know, this has happened for the new bloggers who are out there who are starting networks. You know, they're like Grind or Grizz or Blog or Bluff or, you know, like, I think you can get a little too cutesy with it. So the answer is, yeah. You know, if it's a Fox affiliate, a lot of you just brand around Fox.
Right.
You brand around CBS. Or if you're the Bet, you brand around the Bet Network.
Right.
So the answer is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see, like, if obviously I love having the ESPN affiliation.
I do too. I think it's the best in town.
It is, and it gives you just just an air of credibility, right?
Well, here's another thing that I've heard before. A lot of times, like when Stern was the only game on alternative radio, people branded their whole friggin' radio station around the Stern name, like it Howard 101
right,
or
right,
Howard
right,
92.9.
Right.
So I would sit in a conference room, and I'd hope you to join us for that meeting, and we could just start throwing numbers and names against the wall and figure it out.
Hopefully, we never have to do that.
I know, right? We got a we have a long-term deal wrapped up right now, so we're good.
Exactly. But you never know. I mean,
as you know with TV, man, this stuff changes fast.
It's not CBS Sports Radio anymore. It's something
else. Infinity Sports Network.
Right. It's very different.
And you know why that is? Not to give inside baseball, but I will because it's summer. The reason why CBS Sports Network is no longer is because Odyssey and, CBS is its own entity now, and then we had to become Infinity for that.
Right, and it is, look, it is different.
Look at Bally's. Bally's was, what was it? Was it Fox? It was Fox Sports. It was Fox Sports, and then they sold the naming rights to Bally's.
Yes, exactly
and
right.
Then, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately for Fox, Bally's was the one who went bankrupt.
I think they spent like $85 million. I mean, it was something
for the rebrand.
Yeah, just for the naming rights.
It was crazy money.
And
you know what I like name-wise? While we're on the subject, there is a radio station in Vegas, because I know you're a Raiders fan. I'm looking at a Raiders hat. They branded their radio station like Raiders 1450. And it's all, you know, which is a pretty smart move if you're thinking about it.
I think they cover the Raiders pretty much only, though.
I think it might be owned by the franchise,
right.
Too.
Yeah.
So that probably is part of the deal.
I think I was talking to Fitz about him potentially getting a job there. And I think it's all Raiders all the time.
All Raiders
like,
all the time.
They don't talk about, like, UNLV. They don't talk about, like, NBA. They don't talk,
I think they branch often, much like we do, as a flagship of the Grizzlies. We talk Tigers and Grizzlies, and you branch off into these other things. I think occasionally they do, because you just sort of have to in the course of talking.
That's
If you're agnostic, you know, it's one thing, but it's another thing where you're just like, we never not talk about Raiders. Like, you almost can't. It's almost impossible.
No, I think that would drive me crazy.
Do. That's the inside baseball on that. So the answer is yeah.
Yeah, so, hopefully never happens.
I know.
But at any rate, Rob Doster will join us at 12,
nice.
25, and it is still, as of today, the field of 68. Seems like it'll be that at least for another year or two.
Yeah.
I will ask him about that, like, just as a contender. Like, you have that copyrighted, don't you? Like, I hope
of course.
So. If he doesn't, then he's not doing a good job. So he'll join us at 12:25.
Well, one thing on that, though, lawyers tend to bring that up a lot. There is such a thing as service mark rights. In other words, if you're an entity and you go on with something and you're hammering it, I think there's some rules in litigation that are more than just did we trademark it, because it can get expensive to do some of that stuff.
Yeah, well, we'll see if he's on his P's and Q's.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
25. Anyway, that's the show today. Looking forward to it. Let's do a little over-under here, Brad.
It's Jason and John's over-under. Over. Under.
All right, you said it. Kings, Grizz, tonight it's on the Grind City app. I think you can get it on ESPN Plus, too. There's some other outlets for normal television. NBA TV's been carrying some of these games. I watched all of them on ESPN Plus when I was watching Utah. But that game is at 5 o'clock against the Kings. I'm not too familiar with the Summer Kings. I'm familiar with the Summer Grizz. First over-under, margin of victory for the Grizzlies tonight. The line set at 3.5 points.
Over. Under.
Yeah, and it may get out to 4 here, obviously, depending on Zach Edey's status, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Interesting matchup here. I expect, you know, everybody not named Zach Edey to play. Gigi Jackson, Jake LaRavia should be back in action. Cam Spencer, Jalen Wells, Scottie Pippen Jr. I expect everybody along those lines to play. We'll see on Zach. The Kings are an interesting case study because they ended up drafting the guard that a lot of people had going to the Grizzlies, right? Like Devin Carter,
okay,
from Providence, the son of Grizz assistant Anthony Carter, right? Or former Grizz assistant Anthony Carter.
Yeah, I think we blew him out. Yeah. We blew out everybody except two.
Yeah, I think he's gone. But but he's out 6 months. Devin Carter is out 6 months after undergoing left shoulder surgery.
Wow.
And he's already 22 years old, which is, you know, older, right, for, you know, an NBA player who gets drafted these days. And so I can just, like, there were, I mean, again, a lot of people were pushing for the Grizzlies to take him.
Thank God we didn't.
I mean, that is definitely, like, that would have just been, like, the most Grizzlies thing ever. I was never in that camp because I didn't think there was really a place for him to play based on what the Grizzlies have, but I'm certainly glad that they did not end up going that way because he's not even going to be right. I mean, it's July, so 6 months is going to put you in January.
Oh my God.
Right? I mean,
that's a buzzkill for a draft pick.
And a 13th overall guy, I mean, are you really cracking the rotation in January? Mm. I mean, it's probably unlikely. It's probably unlikely. He just lost the season as far as I'm concerned. He was supposed to be playing tonight in this game, of course, for the Kings in Summer League. That's why I bring him up. Mm-hmm. He is not playing in this game tonight for the Summer League Kings. Basically, they're headlined by Keon Ellis. Keon Ellis was, of course, actually a pretty damn good player last year for the Kings. He actually had to play more than anticipated because of some injuries there to Malik Monk and others. And in the games that I saw, I mean, I actually was pretty impressed, by
I'm looking at it. 57 games?
Yeah,
he played.
He played 57 games and held his own. And he got a lot of experience, right? And so when we're talking about Summer League and just sort of the matchup here, you know, that's kind of what you're looking at. Other members of the Sacramento Kings, Adonis Arms, who I think was – did he have a two-way with the Grizzlies, or was he like? I know at least
sounds
he was,
right.
He was at least.
I think he got a summer league look, and might have been with the Hustle. I think you got that right.
I think Adonis Arms is definitely like a Hustle or something. Yeah. So they have Adonis Arms. They have Antoine Davis, who has the.
You're right. He's Hustle 23-24 Hustle.
Yeah, he was the Hustle guy, and then they have Antoine Davis, who I believe had the scoring record in college basketball a couple years ago. You may recognize this name, Boogie Ellis.
Oh, Boogie Ellis on the squad.
Boogie Ellis plays for the Sacramento Kings.
Who knew?
So I would say it's a solid team.
Yep.
Not great, but solid. And so I actually bet this. I actually bet the Grizzlies minus 2.5.
Love it.
It's not 2.5 anymore. It's now 3.5. But I bet them at 2.5 this morning. I don't. Again, this we'll get to this in just a second. It's not really based on whether or not Zach Edey plays. I just think the Grizzlies.
They look better rounded out there.
Well, they're definitely, like, due for a win.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, like we got one in Utah, one and two.
I don't think they got one.
Did we get the one?
I don't think so.
Hold up. No wins.
Yeah, they didn't win any games. They went winless.
Summer Utah. I thought we got one. We didn't.
Oh, I don't remember the second one. I don't remember much about it, but I don't think they won the second one.
Wow.
I know they didn't win the third one against the Thunder.
There you go.
I don't remember the second one, though. Why am I blanking on the second game of Utah Summer League? Because it doesn't matter. Stupid,
it doesn't matter.
But we know they lost the first one. In OT there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they did. They won. I'm sorry. They beat Philly. My bad. They beat Philly on the game winner.
1-2.
That's what it is. My bad. They did not go winless. They won on the game winner from Jalen Wells.
They were all close.
But they're still better than I think what they've shown.
Sure.
And guys have been in and out, right? Guys have been the only one time have we seen, you know, even close to a sort of full Summer League roster and lineup here. So I think we see as close as we can get without Edey, and I think that's enough probably to beat the Summer League Kings. That's my guess.
I think we're going to do well in Vegas because I think last year they were trying to win the damn thing, and it seems like Taylor Jenkins, now he's not going to be coaching. It'll be Jason Marsh, I presume, doing Vegas as well. But, like, you get the Kings, the Mavericks, the Magic, and then you get the Pelicans. Pelicans might be good. I don't know who they've got, but they're pretty young. I'm interested. I watch all these games. I really, because what the hell else is going on sports-wise?
The teams that I think will be good this year, I actually kind of made a little chart about
this. You've done this.
Because, you know, I'm going to be following a lot of this.
Of course.
The Magic will be good.
Okay.
The Magic are loaded. The Rockets will be good.
Yep.
Rockets have Kyra Lewis, Cam Whitmore, Reed Shepard.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be friggin' studs. Mm. I like the Pacers Summer League roster. They have Jairus Walker, Oscar Tshiebwe, Ben Shepard is playing. So those are the teams.
That makes sense.
That jump out at me that are in action today. Like, I think the Magic are a good bet still at 3.5. I think the Rockets are still a good bet. I think the Lakers are just a horrible team.
Yeah.
So the Rockets are a good bet at -7.5. Pacers -3 is good for me. So, I mean, again, you're sort of just guessing because you haven't seen any of these teams yet. You're just sort of going on, like, your value of each roster. But, I mean, the Pacers have guys that were getting minutes, right, you know, last year, you know, and have some experience. So I think that's kind of the thing you're looking for when you're making a bet, or, you know.
That's kind of why I like the Grizzlies, because it's like these are dudes. I mean, now, granted, half our roster was injured last year, but Scotty, Gigi, even without Edie, you've got dudes.
Laravia,
and then 2 second-round picks that are pretty highly thought of.
And who have looked good. I mean, yeah. Cam has looked good in both games he's played. And then
Shooter.
And then Wells has looked good in one of the two.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think, you know, your experience is definitely it's the separator, right?
Yeah.
It just is in games like this. And they don't matter. Like, it's not like nobody
remembers. No, but, like, Laravia needs to show out.
Sure, sure. You know? And he showed, you know, in that first game that, you know, he can do it without necessarily shooting the ball well from three.
Yeah.
You know, he was just kind of coming up with those 50-50 balls and just making plays, getting to the rim, getting to the foul line. You know, that's the kind of thing you'd like to see from him. So I think that continues. I mean, the Kings do have a very good player out there in Keon Ellis and a couple of first-round guys, but I don't think they necessarily will stack up against these Grizzlies. So I will take the points here with the Memphis Grizzlies. I'll lay them. I've got, like I said, -2.5, but I think -3.5 is fine as well.
I'm with you. I look forward to seeing our buddy Boogie Ellis out there as well, see what he's up to this summer. Let's go to Zach Edey now. Games played this summer in the Vegas League the rest of the way here. I've got 1.5 listed from our odds makers.
Over. Under.
Yeah, so obviously this is, you know, the big storyline of
the
Summer
topic.
League.
Yep.
We've talked about it. We talked about it yesterday. Like, Jason March seemed to suggest that he wants to play, but they don't, you know, he can't predict it. It did not sound to me like it was super encouraging. Again, it's not like this is a Chandler Parsons mystery injury situation. We know exactly what happened, and it's just a question of risk tolerance. Now, he rolled it and got right back out there in the first game. And so now you're just sort of asking, all right, do we put him out there? Do we let him get a little bit of run? What are we going to do? I think the answer is under. I think we see him one game is my guess. I don't know if it's today. It would make some sense today, because it's the first one, you know?
And yeah, then it does. And then shut him down.
And then he's done. Right.
I think that's the answer.
Yeah. Like, I think that's, you know, that's what I would do if I'm going to play him.
Yep.
I would just say, okay, this is, everybody's going today.
Yeah.
Against a good Kings team.
Yeah.
And that's,
go do that.
The hay will be in the barn at that point. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, I you know, bringing him back on a Monday, like, you know, you only have 4 games.
Right.
So, you know, I don't really know what sense there is in, you know, delaying it and saying, all right, well, he'll play Monday, or he'll, you know.
Sure, over with.
This is the freshest they're going to be for this week, for the next 10 days, because they had a day off. You know, and some guys were out, right?
Sure.
Of the last game. So I think this is the freshest that they're going to be. So I would just go ahead and do it today, and I'd say this is it.
I think that's exactly what they're going to do, because they've held strategically some of the other players out, hit or miss, and they have Edie out since the first game of the Utah.
Right.
So
and that was what?
Sense.
That was Wednesday? I don't even remember when that was.
A week ago.
When was it?
It was last week.
No, it was Monday.
Was it Monday?
It was Monday, because they played 3-3.
And they did it 3 in a row.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to just play him tonight at 5 o'clock and then be done with it. And then after the game, you go, man, it's been a good summer for you. You showed exactly what we want.
Yeah.
Now go train.
They could hold him out until Monday and say they gave him a week. I mean,
I think they get a playoff game, too, if they win. Like, if they win 3 and they go 3-1 and you get into a bracket play, like, do you put him out there for pool play?
Or, no.
No,
I am not doing that.
All right.
I'm absolutely not doing that. Also, Imani Bates. You'll get to see Imani Bates show this.
He's had real minutes with the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's looked pretty good at times.
Yeah, he's out there tonight. He's a 3.5-point underdog, if that's your fancy.
Okay.
So, anyway, look, I think the answer, I think
it's under.
I think we see Zach Edey one time, and I think that's the gist of it. And, you know, that's going to be good enough. And it's like, it keeps you sort of hanging on enough, right? Like, oh, man, I cannot wait to see this. Like, I called, you know, I'm attempting to go half with a family friend for season tickets this year. You know,
for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, for the Grizzlies. Yeah, and you know, just the prospect of watching Zach Edey for, you know, 41 games in playoffs is like exciting for me.
Absolutely,
like, it's amazing. It's amazing how it works. You know, because Ja exists. Yeah, but I'm like, oh, Zach Edey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's a weird deal.
Of course.
But no, I think we see him one more time, and then we'll see him in FedEx Forum.
Well, did you see the autographs in Utah? Like people, these kids, because it's like looking up at a friggin' giant blow-up doll, you know? It's like, oh my God, there's, you know, like the kids in Utah were going crazy.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to Zach Edey. Let's go to last night. It was on ABC, actually, too. My wife and I, we'll talk about it here. Minutes you watched the ESPY program last night, John, 0.5.
Over. Under.
Did you watch anything?
I didn't even know that it was on.
Oh. What did you watch last night, if I might ask?
Until Jason. Actually, nothing.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I do nothing, and that was last night was
good.
A nothing night.
Well, that's good. You got two kids. You're a busy man.
That's right. And so I didn't know it was even on until Jason texted me.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned an award in particular.
Okay, I'm interested in it.
That they handed out. They gave Breakthrough Athlete of the Year. It was a three person.
Yep.
You know, nomination. It was C.J. Stroud.
Yep.
And Breakthrough Athlete of the Year. C.J. Stroud, Victor Wembanyama, and Juju Watkins.
I saw this one.
And the winner was Juju Watkins.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's why the ESPYs are in the position that they're in.
Amen, brother.
You know, I mean, I don't mean that to disparage Juju Watkins. I'm you know, she was in the Final Four, I believe, and you know, had a very good year for USC basketball. But the idea that she is the winner over C.J. Stroud, who broke rookie records, and Victor Wembanyama, who was like one of the most hyped athletes on the entire planet.
Perfect. I'm glad you said this because my wife and I watched it together, and in that very moment, you know what Stacy said, my wife?
What's that?
She goes, "Who is Juju Watkins, and what does she play?"
Right.
I'm not even making that up. And again, not taking a slap at feminism or ladies sports. It's just that's just a fact of what Stacy said.
Yeah,
it's what she said.
Yeah, no, I mean that's the truth. I mean, again, if you follow like sports, you know, like closely, you'll know who Juju Watkins
is.
Yeah,
I knew who it was.
It's like they just kind of handed that award out. Maybe because Juju was the only one that could attend and accept the award. I don't know.
No, but they had many who didn't attend. Patrick Mahomes, when he got male sports figure of the year or whatever, was not there. And frick, it was weird because his coach, Andy Reid, had to accept it.
Yeah. It's
strange.
It's pretty ridiculous that they determined that Juju Watkins was the winner of that award. And again, I don't come from this like I don't write for Outkick. Okay,
I'm
not coming at this.
You're not angling it. It's not political.
But the idea that we could sit here with a straight face and say that she gets that award over C.J. Stroud—that's
ridiculous.
And again, I think it's just the ESPY saying that we know that our awards don't matter to people, and we know that like nobody cares, so we're just going to hand them out to the people that we want to hand them out to.
Yep.
And that's fine, you know. But intellectually, like don't piss in my face and tell me it's raining.
Right.
Because that's what they're doing with the ESPYs.
Right.
Like, you're trying to sell me. I mean, in what world? In what world? I mean, C.J. Stroud had one of the best years of any football player ever. He's in the national. He's in the college football playoff. He's a missed field goal away from going to the championship game.
It was an unprecedented rookie season from C.J. Stroud.
He wins a playoff game and throws for over 4,100 yards and immediately, you know, reinvigorates the Houston Texans franchise.
Right. They were dead.
You know, Victor Wembanyama comes in, rookie of the year, you know, second in defensive player of the year, and we give it to, you know, a good college basketball player. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to hear the justification for that. I'd love to hear the justification for why we decided to give it to Juju over those two. Is it just because, like...
I didn't get it. I'm sure there are women's college basketball fans that do. I watched the whole thing because my kid is gone this week and there's really nothing else on. Like last night, the reason why the ESPYs are on last night is it is the center of the sports calendar, and it's the most dead day is Thursday, July 11th, because there were no Summer League games last night because it's the travel day between so that was even gone. First of all, a lot of people weren't there to accept awards.
Right.
Tons of them, like four or five of them. Serena, obviously, you can imagine.
She was the host.
She was the hostess.
Okay.
And she tried to do a number of singing numbers. Mm-hmm. I thought it fell flat, but I'm not a Serena Williams fan, so I can't really speak to it.
Yeah, I didn't see any of Serena's
took a shot
segments.
At Butker, got a Butker shot in there.
I think I did see that. I did, yep. You know, that was funny enough.
Yeah, talked about, you know, everybody can attend female sports and be fans of, right. of women's basketball now, and they were talking about Caitlin and everything that's happened, and they said, except for you, Harrison Butker.
I used to really like, and maybe this is just a function of getting older and more cynical, I don't know, but I used to really, really look forward to the ESPYs. Like, again, we're talking probably 10, 12 years ago when yep. I was in high school. You know, that would be more like, you know, 15 now. But that's the time where I would, like, look forward to it. It was fun. I remember, like, JT would host, and, you know, it was kind of like it was a good time. And now it's just, you know, it's not that anymore. I don't even know what's going on.
The acceptance awards are ridiculous. Like, they let them go on. They don't have like Stacey even mentioned it. There's no buzzer. There's no music underneath to clock you out. Like, they let you just talk.
Right.
So, like, you've got Steve Gleason, and hell of a story, right? ALS, he survived. Like, he's still living at 14 years into this thing or whatever. And they had him on his computer, and he spoke for about 4 to 5 minutes. And then they had, like, Nick Saban up there, and he was accepting, I think it was Sportsman's Year or whatever. And his was, like, 5 minutes. And we're like, dude, I mean, I love Nick Saban, but it was like, okay, let's move it along here, boy.
No doubt. No doubt. So. All right. Well, we'll come back. Anthony Sang going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, Summer League, Zach Edey, and more. Stick around. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
ESPN.
It just got so much harder.
He is Anthony Sain. He's a tribal chief of Grizz, Twitter host of the Anthony Sain Show on Twitter at Sain Asylum. You're going to have to I don't have the Jason intro, bro. That's Jason's thing. You know what I mean?
It's all good. It's
I got to put my flavor on it, bro. I'm trying to pull up your professional bona fides, bro.
Hey, do that, man.
He joins us every single Friday here on the show. He's here in studio today. Grizzlies playing later today, Summer League.
Yeah.
Vegas, Las Vegas edition. Let me just ask you this.
Oh, it's today?
It's today.
I thought it started off Monday.
No, that's the second game.
For real?
That's the second game for the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies play today at
5 o'clock.
5 p.m. Memphis time.
I ain't know that.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I hope you didn't have a watch party scheduled for like Saturday or Sunday.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's today. It's at 5 o'clock. And my question is, do you anticipate Zach Edey?
I'm glad you asked that, John. I'm glad to. You know, I came in the door. I didn't know Jason wasn't going to be here until I got the Twitter notification.
Yeah, he's hiding. He's hiding right now.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm amongst Zach Edey brethren right now.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Brother.
Like,
absolutely.
Jason has had all these doubts, concerns about Zach Edey. And,
about stuff that even happened.
Yeah, all this stuff. And I just feel like I'm amongst friends. I'm amongst family now, man, in Zach Edey Nation. I'm a Edenite for sure, man. So, so I'm excited to just be here, man. Will we see Zach Edey tonight? I hope so. I didn't even know they were playing tonight, so I hope so. He didn't play the other night. I don't really think there's anything wrong with his ankle. I just think it's kind of a precautionary thing, but I think that kid's made out of bricks, man. I don't think he can get hurt at all, to be honest with you. Which is crazy because when we had his high school coach on my show the night after the draft, and he said that because we were talking about how Zach never got hurt in college, right?
Right.
And he said the crazy thing about Zach is that he got an ankle injury. His first practice, he got an ankle injury. His first practice in high school, like just learning how to play basketball, right? So he got an ankle injury his first practice. He said he had that. And he had two concussions from hitting his head on the door, and nothing else ever happened. Like, he never got hurt. So this dude's never got hurt in high school or college, outside of his first time practicing, and I guess what we saw the other night, which was, and you know, he got up, the lady was like, and he's sitting down, and he's taller than the lady who's talking to him as well. And he's like, he gets up, and it looks like, okay, I guess I'm leaving because this lady is telling me to leave. He's like, no, I'm a pro now. No, I'm good. Like, go ahead. Like,
man, he really did.
You literally see him telling her, man, I'm fine. He sits back down. He ties his shoes up. He gets back in the game. And he finishes 14 and 15.
Yep.
But like I said, I hope we see him tonight. I'm selfish about that. I think the whole thing would be kind of weird if we don't see a lot of Zach Edey in summer league, even though his statement is still true. His statement was, I'm passing up on Team Canada basketball so I can, you know, get a jump start on, you know, getting acclimated with the Grizzlies. That's more than just playing summer league games, because that means he's still practicing. He's gaining camaraderie with guys like who will be on this roster, like G.G. Jackson, Scottie Pippen Jr., Jalen Wells, Cam Spencer. Those are all guys that will be his teammates. Jason March is going to be one of his assistant coaches.
Yep.
So those type of things have definite value. So whether he's playing in games or not, those things are all good. But me as a selfish fan of the team, I want to see Zach eat worlds, you know, in the summer league for sure.
Definitely.
And I want to see a game where he goes for about 30, where they constantly feed him the ball and allow him just to get, you know, get off like that in a summer league game. I want to see him against a team that wants to try to play him small, you know, and see, you know, because one of the things that one of the criticisms of him that's still out there, people are saying, well, and it's such a bad take. And I had this conversation. I had this, like, real debate with people in the last few days. And they're saying, you can watch me and DeMichael Cole. My show comes on today. Check out the podcast anytime on BluffCityMedia.com. Me and DeMichael Cole was on the Anthony Sain Show. Today's episode, he'll be on there. And we had this conversation about how lazy a take it is to compare. Because a lot of people are saying, well, Steven Adams was a good center. He did the rebounding thing, the screen setting. But he still got played off the court in the playoffs, right? That's a true statement. That happened. But Steven Adams, yes, there are some defensive liabilities to him, just like there's any defensive liability, any center that they get caught up in, you know, in a pick and roll or whatever. Those things are going to happen. But Steven Adams also can't make you pay on the offensive end. You know what I mean? Nikola Jokic is a liability on defense.
Exactly.
but he's also could drop 30 and 20 on you, you know, on the other end.
Yep.
So, and I'm not saying that he's Jokic, but he's one you can't. He won't get played off the court because of things like that. Because he's going to be if you go small and you throw a 6'8", 6'9" dude on him,
exactly,
he's just going to kill you.
Exactly right.
You know what I mean? So those are the things that keep him on the court. Unlike a Steven Adams, who missed a lot of bunnies under the basket, was not a lob threat, and he was not a good free. He was a horrible free throw shooter. Zach Edey checks off all three of those boxes. You know what I mean? So yeah. Those are the type of things that are going to keep him on the court. And there's still people who think that the Grizzlies have some other deal for whoever it may be, Jared Allen or Jalen Duren. Those things are not happening. You're looking at the starting center for 100%. The Grizzlies. And I don't see how people aren't excited about what they see
in
Zach Edey so far, man. Because that first game, I was like, this wasn't even a great game. This is just like going through the motions.
Exactly.
14 and 15 in summer league with no touches. Like nobody saying, okay, I'm gonna set this screen and I'm gonna give it right back. I'm gonna feed the big man. That's something Ja's gonna do continually. And Zach Edey's gonna eat.
Yep. I think he had maybe like two set plays where they got it to him and he converted both
of them,
like hook shots, and then like you said
against Walker Kessler, bro, who's the second leading shot blocker in the NBA.
I mean, that's the whole 87'1" 300. And that's a credible NBA big man.
Yeah.
That's not like, you know, Khalil Ware.
Some smoke,
out here,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Khalil Ware might be everybody wanted the Grizzlies draft. But understand the difference between Khalil Ware and Zach Edey.
Yeah.
About 70 pounds, right? Like,
and I think Ware's going to be good, too.
Look, the Heat drafted him. There's a good chance, right?
Like, they're going to make it happen.
Yeah, like they kind of know what they're dealing with there. But, you know, for what the Grizzlies need right now, it's a guy that, and then you haven't seen it yet because Ja hasn't been on the floor, but you could sort of extrapolate and visualize.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Ja and Scottie Pippen Jr., man.
Yeah.
Ja, a lot of those reads and those passes that those other guys can't make, oh, my God.
Exactly.
I don't know how anybody can look at Zach Edey and not be about to jump out of their skin excited.
I know.
I mean, it's crazy, bro. I don't get it because I still see, like, I was watching a podcast yesterday and this guy was like, well, I still think the Grizzlies are going to go get a starter. I'm like, bro, what are you watching? Like, what are you?
I'm sorry. You just don't know ball.
Like, this man is just little boy Walker Kessler who's like, this dude was playing for the FIBA team last year, bro. Like, what are we talking about, bro? Like, first team all rookie Walker Kessler, like, started way more games than he didn't start. Like, and I don't want to, in Utah, their situation is so crazy. And I believe in, there are organizations that have tried to be, they've tried to kind of cheat the system or just kind of monk up what the NBA is and just monk up basketball, right? And those teams like Philadelphia, what Utah is doing right now, it's just disgusting, nasty work, bro. Like, that Utah team is talented enough to be a decent team, even in the West. They've had a lot of talent come through there, bro. And they're tanking games. They're giving up on the season very early in the season.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's why people talk about Lauri Markkanen, right? Oh, Lauri Markkanen is good. Lauri Markkanen has played 30 real games of basketball in the last 2 years because after game 15, they shut it down. Like, you know, he's just out there just doing whatever. I don't know how good Lauri Markkanen is because I've never seen him play in games that really matter.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, he plays like 15 games a season, then they shut it down. You know what I mean? And then he's just out there doing whatever. He's good enough, you know, to play that role or whatever. I think he's a great player. But I think that kind of stuff comes back on you, right? And I think the fact that Walker Kessler was as good as he was his rookie year, that kid didn't stop. That kid didn't get worse, man. Like, Utah just does so many weird things that are just dumb to try to tank or do whatever they're doing to manipulate the whole draft system. And that stuff is not going to pay off for you, bro. It's not.
Now, I was actually just looking this up, like, because you're talking about how excited, you know, you should be about Zach
Edey. I don't get how people aren't. Like, how you look at this dude and not going crazy, bro? Like, I'm like, I want to see Zach Edey play literally right now, bro.
And I know.
It's like, I don't understand how people can
let's
think
just, like, get to, let's get to November.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's get this going.
Hashim DeBeat, in his first summer league appearance against a credible NBA big man, it was him versus Blake Griffin in summer league.
Oh, he demolished.
And Blake had 18, 15, and 5.
Uh-huh.
And Hashim to beat at 7 and 3.
Right.
I mean, and that was, you know.
And I guarantee you them points were even against Blake Griffin. Probably was against somebody that's never played in the NBA.
Exactly. And so, like, you know, it was pretty obvious early on with Hashim to beat that it was just not going to work.
He's a bum,
And I think it's pretty obvious early on with Zach Edey that he is a stud.
Yeah, and bigs aren't supposed to do anything in the summer league, period. If you got a big that's going off like that dude has got the juice.
I mean, he muscled through two guys to get that tip in.
Bro.
I mean, come on, bro. And he missed that two-headed dunk, which would have probably prevented overtime in the first place.
When I saw that dude, 7'5" arm, 7'11" wingspan arm, come out of that crowd of of Walker Kessler, who's like a super good defensive big.
Yep.
Kyle Filipowski, if it wasn't for being groomed, probably would have been a lottery pick. And whoever the other the third big was, he just came out of that crowd and tipped that ball in. I was like, yeah, bro. Like, that dude, how can you look at that dude and not get excited?
Yeah, so, I mean, again, I'm sure that's going to be, like, the way they handle, you know, his management in the summer is a big point. Because, they're going to need him, you know.
Right.
They're just – they're going to rely on him. And so I don't know, you know – how do you think it sort of looks in terms of his minutes during the season? Do you think it's like a 24, 26-minute type of thing? Like, what do you think it looks like?
I think it'll be pretty much what it's been with everybody in that 24 to 26, 28-minute per game range. But I just think, again, man, the thing that separates him, I'm going to say some bold stuff, man. You can hold me to this. I'm going to say some bold stuff. He, unlike Jonas Valanciunas and Steven Adams, he can make free throws.
Right.
So that's one reason why you can play him the entire game.
Yep.
Because he can make free throws, period.
Yep.
So if he's able to hold his own defensively and he's able to score, there's no reason why he won't close games, right, because he can make free throws.
Yep.
And I think with that being said, he might get into that 30-minute per game range if he can do the other things, which I think he can. Because there were moments we saw, they talked about how he didn't have a single transition bucket at all in college. Or that, but that came out to be, it might have been maybe 6 or 8. He had 4. He had 2 transition baskets the other night, right? He's been getting back on defense. He doesn't look lethargic or slow getting up and down the court. He looks fluid even in the half court. He doesn't look out of place at all. He just looks like a giant man with supernatural agility for somebody that size. And I'm going to say something, man. I'm going to say 2 things. And if people actually listen to what I'm saying and not get overly excited, they'll understand I'm not really saying anything at all, really. But number one, he's easily my most anticipated rookie since John Morant. Easily. Like, I haven't had – bro, you hear excitement in my voice. Like, I haven't been this excited about anybody new joining our team since John Morant as a rookie.
Yep.
Period. I don't think – even free agent – no. Yeah, exactly. Even signing trades.
I mean, not since John. Not since John.
Since John. Like, including Marcus Smart, including whatever you – like, Zach Edey, I've been more excited than anybody.
I'm in full agreement. Because with Bane, it was like 30th.
You didn't know who he was.
Aldama, 30th. You know, nobody wanted Zaire at 10.
Yeah, definitely was excited for him.
Yeah, so.
Edey, by far, is the most excited I've been about a rookie.
Everybody sort of came with, some level of question.
Right.
You know?
And that, and not just that, another statement that I think is 100% accurate is Zach Edey has all the signs to be the best big we've had since March. And there's something else I want to say, but
you want to say better than
I don't want to deal with y'all right now. But I'm just gonna say
you got to let him play a few for
since
that
Mark. He's definitely got potential to be because I think he's better than JV and Steven Adams for sure. And I think we'll see that very soon because I remember having arguments with people in retrospect that because when I first saw John Morant in the preseason game, I was like, yeah, that's the best Grizzly we've ever had. Oh no. How dare you downplay Mike Conley? And okay, all right, when you're done, that dude's the best. It was crazy we've ever seen. And this was in, like, one game. I didn't have to see much to know, okay, that's the best player that's ever put on a Grizzlies uniform.
Yeah, like, I know it kind of sounds like an echo chamber, but I think, like, you know, if we got to be the banner holders, then we'll be the banner holders.
Yeah.
It feels like, to me, the only thing that would derail his own success is something he can't control.
Yeah.
Like injury or something.
Yeah, exactly. When I was having those conversations about what I first saw Jaw, I knew, okay, that's the best Memphis Grizzly ever, right? The thing I said was, I said there was a time back in 1985.
They'll fight you on that today, by the way.
But I tell them, I said there was a time back in 1985 when there was a guy named Michael Jordan that started playing for the Bulls, and somebody said, oh, that kid's good, but he ain't Reggie Theus.
Right, you're right.
Like, that probably came out of somebody's mouth.
You're
know what I mean?
You're right.
Is this kid an all-star? Like, don't act like Reggie Theus wasn't an all-star for us last year. You know what I mean?
No, you're right.
Hey, that kid's good, but he ain't George Gervin. Like, there were Bulls fans who said that, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm telling you, Zach Edey's going to show you very soon that he's up there.
Yeah.
He's going to place himself in a tier that we don't want to put him in yet, but he's going to show you very soon that that's who he is.
Like, I feel like if this was a game of blackjack, I feel like the Grizzlies just, like, drafted a card counter.
Yeah.
Like, it's like an advantage. It's an edge.
Yeah.
Like he obviously he plays basketball just like everybody else plays basketball. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you kind of saw it. Like you can't contest his shots.
Yeah.
Once he gets to a certain point,
he's scoring.
You cannot do anything about it.
And the league is typical, man. Like I had this conversation with DeMichael Cole as well. Like I said, you can check that out on Bluff City Media, Anthony Sane Show. Me and DeMichael Cole came on, and there was a time, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, we were saying that the shooting guard position doesn't exist.
Right.
Right? We were like, there are no shooting guards. Like, they're only like league guards, wings, and bigs. Like, there are no shooting guards, right? And now we're having conversations saying that Anthony Edwards is the face of the NBA. And he's not a league guard. He's a true traditional shooting guard. Like, that position is coming back through guys like him, through guys like Devin Booker. There's a lot of other young up-and-coming, Desmond Bain, a lot of other true shooting guards are coming back to the league, right? Cam Spencer is a true old-school traditional shooting guard, where that's all I do. I'm not a combo guard, really. I'm an off-guard who scores. Like, those type of guards are coming back, right? And we went through a time where we don't need point guards anymore. Just go get you a 6'7", 6'8", wing that does everything.
Yep.
Let LeBron run your offense. Let Kawhi Leonard run your offense. Let Paul George run your offense. Now we're seeing the little guys are coming back. You know what I mean? You got the Jalen Brunsons, the Ja Morants. These little guys are coming back into the league, and they're in that low, under 6'5", you know, height. Jrue Holidays, all these. Those guys are coming back, right? Those true point guards who can set the table. And you're seeing that I can't just give the ball to Devin Booker and say, hey, go win games. Go be the point guard. It don't work.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's basketball, bro. The days of go give it to the tallest dude and let him go do some stuff, those days could very well come back.
They could. You're right.
And there's nothing stop. And people are like, well, you got to have floor spaces. Like, you're opening up the floor to open up the inside, the outside to open up the inside, right?
Yep.
If I have a big man, is that dominant? That's space in the floor. You know what I mean? Because
well, exactly.
It's not space in the floor, but that's what you – if I can go give it to him and he scores an easy layup.
Yes.
That's easier than, pass it around 3 or 4 times, see if somebody commits, and then let your guy who can dribble get to the basket. Okay, I can do that, or I can go give it to the 7'5" dude who can go get a bucket.
And there's a lot of ways to space a floor.
And that's half-court offense. Like, people talk about, you got to have shooters to have a half-court offense. Yeah, in 2024 you do. But there used to be a time where half-court offense was pass, execute, feed it to the big man.
Yeah.
Bro, I watched the Al Jefferson video the other day and almost jumped out of my bed. It was Al Jefferson playing old school bully ball.
Yep.
And just cooking dudes with just footwork and strength, bro. Like standing still, just footwork, head fakes,
yep,
body fakes and strength, bro, and killing dudes. I was like, bro, that will come back. Like that yes, will come back to the NBA.
Well, and like, look, you can space the floor a lot of different ways,
yeah,
bro. Like you can space the floor by having a 300-pound man who's impossible, yeah, to get around.
And then, cause a lot of these dudes, they're not even getting double teamed. Like teams don't even double team bigs anymore. You
exactly.
If the Grizzlies say, you know what, we're gonna zig where everybody's zagging. I'm, yep, not saying we're gonna slow the ball down and play through Zach Edey.
Yeah.
But if he's an option where I can give this man the ball and he can go score in the half-court set, half-court offense, be damned, we solved the problem. You know what I mean? Like, and then your half-court offense doesn't have to be solved by being able to knock down half-court three-pointers.
Yeah.
You can also have a big man that can – you could give him the ball and he can go score. Like,
yes,
that's – bro, I'm telling you, man, like, I didn't hear your episode when you talked about the rookie of the year odds, but, bro, I wish I had jumped on that a long time ago because that is free – freaking money, in my opinion. I'm not a better at all.
But. Well, I mean, it would have been it's a better bet, like, a week ago.
A week ago, yeah.
Or a week and a half ago, yeah, than, you know, draft night than, yeah, it is today. I mean, now he's the favorite, so all the value. It's all about just the price you pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, the Grizzlies are the perfect team to zag. I mean, remember, mm-hmm, they were going to give Jaeger a headset, man? They were going to give they were going to have Mike be the player,
yeah,
coach.
Exactly. They was going to do all this stuff. The innovators, man. Like,
I heard that was actually, like, true, by,
yes,
the way.
All that stuff I heard was true. That they were going to do – they were going to have a headset where they can talk to the coach while they're watching stuff in real time.
Yeah.
Like a coordinator type thing. Yeah.
And Mike was going to be the player coach.
Can, right, we just get some fire-ass Wi-Fi in the FedEx Forum? Like, can we just get that going? Like,
have we not?
No. It's not. Okay. But you would think that with Robert Parrott being the Wi-Fi genius, they could put Wi-Fi in a cave. Surely FedEx Forum.
Well, he's focused on putting the Wi-Fi in the cave.
Right.
You know, he's bringing it to, like, villages, man.
Yeah.
He's not trying to bring it to the Forum.
Yeah, like, I think it has gotten better, but it still ain't to the point where it's just, like, booming. I can handle 18,000 people on phones pulling on one device. It's not.
Yeah.
It's still not just booming in FedEx Forum.
I don't know if you were a Devin Carter guy, but he's out 6 months after shoulder, yeah, surgery.
That's the guy that everybody said we should have drafted instead of.
Yes.
Edie, right?
Yes. Well, him and I think the popular candidates were him and Connect.
Dr. Connect.
Yeah.
He's looking all right, though.
Yeah, he's fine. It's just, yeah, you know, it's just straight. It's just for, like, what I liked about the Edie pick, and it's already been, sort of been proven, is that you don't have to, like, it's not a mystery as to where a guy will fit in.
Yep.
You know, Devin Carter, it would have been a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson Connect, it would have been a mystery. Yep. Like, are you playing over?
Does he play at all?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you got to go, you know, as opposed to Edie's, like, you just slide right in.
Right.
And I think, like, I think all of the way we talk about Edie and the group, it's so contextual to the team. You know what I mean? Like, you're operating in a very small window. You know, like, we have everybody on a contract. Everybody's, you know, cool right now. But you got to pay. At some point.
Right.
And so when Jaren's contract is up, we don't know what this might look like. So you've got 2 years. And I think Edie is the perfect guy for those 2 years to help you maximize what you can be. And, and the other, who else was available at nine would not have helped you do that.
No, not at all. Cody Williams ain't.
Yeah, bro, come on. Like, I saw somebody say that Cody Williams, like, they never know when Cody Williams is playing.
Yeah.
Like, they watch a game and have no idea he's out there.
I saw him make a shot, like, oh, I didn't know. I forgot he was out there. All right, let me flip the question for you, John. Do you realize the era that you're in personally right now, as far as your sports fandom is concerned? Do you understand?
It's exciting. Yeah.
It makes me think you know where I'm about to go.
Yeah.
With this.
No. I mean, obviously.
Oh, let me give details. Okay. Let me give the details of what I see. I see a likable, truly white. I mean, whiter than white, crazy little white dude in Cam Spencer, who's on the team you root for.
Yeah.
The team in your city that you whatever you know that you cover have direct access to. You got Cam Spencer in your backyard.
Yep.
So many guys have let you down. The Luke Kennards.
Absolutely.
Jake LaRavia, the John Conchars. They've all showed a little buzz.
We've had some cracks at it.
Yeah. And here we are, a white man haggling over money with Luke Kennard. You know what I mean? Like, who would have thought? You know what I mean?
That's so, right. That's devastating.
Right.
Come on, Luke. Get it together, man.
Let's get it together. Put your shoes on, man. Let's hoop. Right. So I know you're dealing with that, right? But you've been gifted Cam Spencer, who's whiter than white. You know, Aryan hair, the white, you know what I mean? Blonde hair.
Rutgers.
Crazy,
maybe.
Yeah.
Rutgers look crazy. UConn.
Yeah, a little crazy white dude, like, you know, gets in everybody's face.
Absolutely.
Giving the J. Will vibes for sure.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just a rugged gamer, shot maker, just perfect white American basketball player. Right?
Amen.
And then we're on the apex, the cusp. We're on the eve of Cooper Flagg entering the NBA, man.
That's
right. White American basketball for John Martin is freaking winning right now.
Now, we need to talk about Edie.
No, y'all can't have him. He's closer to us than he is y'all, bro.
Oh, that's absurd.
Nah, bro. He's
that
closer,
is
he's
absurd. Closer.
Nah, bro. No, you're there not getting Edie. White people are not getting Zach Edie, bro. No.
You can't.
Hold on. We gave y'all Marc Gasol. No. We gave y'all Marc Gasol. We gave y'all Pau Gasol. Y'all didn't want Pau. We gave y'all him. Y'all got Mark. Y'all got, y'all are not getting Stephen Adams, bro. And you know what? If we gave y'all Stephen Adams, we getting Zach Edie.
I don't think we can accept Stephen Adams.
No, he's close to being black than white. Bro.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's the he's not even European, right? He's not European.
Right.
He's
I want to say the New Zealanders are closer to being black.
Yeah,
I mean, I might be wrong, but I think they are.
I'd have to sort of open up a history book, but I don't think we could. But you know,
you're not getting Zach Edie.
Zach's dad's name is Glenn. Okay, we're taking him.
No, nah.
We're taking him.
No, bro, you're not.
Zach Shane Edie. I mean,
is it Zachary or Zach?
It's Zachary. Zachary Shane Edie.
Went to Purdue.
I mean, I'm sorry, bro. He's half Chinese, half white.
There's nothing black about it at all.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. We have to take him.
No, bro.
I didn't like how you kind of just glossed right over him and you went right to. I like Cam. I like Cam a lot.
But he's not even American, though, bro.
He is. He played in an American college. and he's playing for an American franchise.
Okay.
You know, so.
No, white people are not getting Zach Edie, bro. I'm sorry. Brad, where are you at on this? No way, right? No way white people can claim Zach Edie.
Well, so Chinese people? So you're giving him to the Chinese?
You know what?
Yeah.
When it comes down to Asian love, I might be absolutely wrong about this, right? But does Zach Edie get a lot of Asian love like that? Because I saw Kyle Anderson get Asian love.
I don't think so, bro. I mean, first of all, he's from Canada, so that's like he was born in Canada, so that's I think so.
We saw Yuta Watanabe get love, bro.
His mom was born to Chinese immigrants in Toronto, so they have been there for a long time.
Right,
they've been in Canada for a long time.
Are we gonna get the media coverage like we got with Yao? Not Yao Ming, but we got with Yuta. Why not?
Because
he's a much bigger name.
Because he's really Canadian. He's Canadian. That's why
I'm confused.
Well, his heritage is China. His mom was born to Chinese immigrants, but in Toronto.
Kyle Anderson was getting international.
Okay,
love.
Here he is. Julia Eady, his mother, says they grew up. She grew up in a family-oriented Chinese culture in Toronto with her parents and four siblings. So from his mother's side, it says Chinese. So I think Chinese culture in Toronto. He's Canadian,
but he's Canadian. I think he. I mean, again, I'd love.
Canada is known for a lot of Caucasians. I mean, it's a Caucasian-oriented country.
I've been in Grizz's practice. Where Kyle Anderson had a slew of reporters to interview him about his Asian roots.
Right. Oh. But that was because he was playing for Team China, right?
Was he?
Yeah, he plays for Team China.
Mm. I don't know, bro. Like, because I asked somebody with the Grizzlies, I said, do y'all expect jersey sales for Edie to go crazy from Asian people? He said, I don't know. He's honestly don't know how this is going to go.
I don't know. I
don't know if he has an Asian backing like that.
Well, he may not. Sort of, he may lean into it's interesting. I don't know. He may lean into Canadian. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very. Yeah.
I wonder what that is.
Because dad is white, right? So, you know, I don't know. Again, his name is Glenn. So I don't know. I know we had Glenn Robinson and Glenn Rice, but that was back in the 80s. I don't think, you know, the in 90s. Yeah. I don't think we're
and
in
Glenn
the.
Glenn Big Baby Davis.
Yeah, and Glenn Davis. That's true. Mm-hmm. I think he might have been the last. But and Glenn Cyprian, but that was spelled with a Y.
It was blackinated for sure. G L Y N N. We will spell a word in a way where you know there's a black person.
Hey, he got on somewhere, bro. Glenn Cyprian just got hired. I think he got
college job down in Texas or in the South someplace.
For real?
I saw it. He announced it on his Facebook page.
He got somewhere. There's
but John, I'm happy for you, man. That's the overarching message I'm trying to get at. I'm happy that you have your own, you know, white American basketball player in Cam Spencer, and we have Cooper Flagg coming soon.
Yeah, he's at Tarleton State down at
Tarleton State. Yeah, with Billy Gillespie.
Yeah, he's the assistant coach with Billy.
What school? Where are you?
Tarleton. Yeah.
What state is it in?
I think that's Texas, right?
Texas, it's in the WAC.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, look, let's be clear about it. This is potentially the golden era, right? Since integration, you know, we got to go back to, you know, but this is perhaps the best era. Because we didn't have any, like, you know, who were the...
Wait a minute. Now, the league started off being all white.
That's what I'm saying.
Black people came in. We kind of...
We made a horrible decision. We said we're going to allow black people to play in the league, and now we got completely removed from it.
Right. Yeah. Y'all got booted out of your own league by black people. So this is the best thing. Cooper Flagg is the best thing since...
I mean, bro, he's doing it against, you know...
He's going to be cold, for real.
Yeah, like, oh, we have Reeves. I mean, Reeves is solid.
No, stop.
He's not like Cooper Flagg, but... Stop. I mean, he's not bad.
Speaking of, stop. Have y'all realized that you guys world team versus American All Stars theory is horrible? Have y'all came to the realization after sleeping on after a week?
So basically, this goes back to the discussion we were having last week, which was if you assemble basically what the WNBA
the horrible
does,
idea, bro.
Which was WNBA takes the world and they have it against the American All Stars.
Right. And my response was that would be a great game, but that doesn't need to be the All Star game.
Well, are you?
I don't want to see Dylan Brooks.
Well, Dylan
All-Star.
Brooks would not be an All Star for the love of God.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, because if on that world team. You're talking about probably eight dudes that would be power forwards and centers. Like, there aren't a lot of good international guards in the NBA. At one point, you're going to start forcing guys to
be it would be SGA and Jamal, probably.
Right, but you got to have a 12-man team.
Yeah.
So, who else are your all-star caliber international players?
At the guard spot, probably not.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I don't want to see a situation where I only have 12 American-born all-stars.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.